Welcome to Baby Boomers Live, the show about all things human from a baby boomer's perspective. All things hot and all things not. News, reviews, interviews, chat, sex, and what's next. And here are your hosts, Reefa Gray from Betty White's Off Their Rockers, and Easy Dad, Jim Zulie.
Good morning, everyone, and we're just moving along. Now it's February, so I hope you've all stuck to your New Year's resolutions. And, you know, we all know that time goes by so fast. Time seems to be flying whether you're having fun or not. And, you know, it's voting time. Iowa caucus, so important. You know, what? But wait a minute. What is a caucus anyway, right? Well, a caucus is a meeting of the members of the legislative body who are members of a particular political party to select candidates or decide policy. So tonight, 8 p.m. Eastern time, 5 o'clock out here, we're going to be finding out what's going on. Is it going to be Trump that's going to take Iowa? Well, he's sitting in at about 28%. Cruz is 23% and Rubio's at 15%. Those are the top three. And then for the Democrats, we got the usual Clinton, Sanders, and that's kind of been going neck and neck. So that's a pretty interesting race. So that's kind of where it's at with the caucus. I mean, I've been following this, and it's getting interesting. They're really, really pushing Iowa. Why again, though? Well, that's because there's 3,362 seats in Iowa. So, you know, okay, as far as the stocks, we're going to go into the stocks next week. I got some speakers set up. We're going to find out what's going on because none of us want to go through the 08 situation again. It just kind of comes really fast. Everybody wants lower interest rates and if you own a property, but we sure don't need these unexpected surprises, you know, because like I told you before, I had the properties. I didn't have much of a retirement, you know. So I thought, well, I have my Social Security, have some savings and equity. So I went down to Florida. I went to the North Gulf Coast, and I bought some properties, figuring, okay, the baby boomers will be leaving the Midwest. They'll be leaving the East Coast, and they want to get out of this cold weather. They're going to want to go to the Sun Belt and retire. Some of them out here, but it's a little expensive in California. But, you know, it's like I said before, if you want to give God a laugh, tell him your plans, because you never know what's around the corner. Well, I'll tell you, I got into Southern California, and those of you who...
Ripped from the headlines, today's hot topic.
Those of you who are into real estate as far as investing, you know that in 08, the situation can change. And that's kind of what happened. I went from flipping and renting properties to all of a sudden, and you got to be prepared for this. You know, you can't have all your eggs in one basket. The properties in Florida were just going great, but then everything slowed down. One, because they overbuilt and the economy stopped, and everything kind of went stagnant, and property values came down. And then on the other side of the coin, you got nature. Well, this is kind of an unusual situation. But Katrina, that was heading towards New Orleans, made a right turn, and the wave surge broke the levee and thus flooded New Orleans, but the actual hurricane went right towards Biloxi because it found out that's where my properties were. So that kind of ended the North Gulf Coast. They've rebuilt, and it, you know, the rest is history, but as far as all that goes, you know, so like I say, folks, you just don't know what's around the corner. And, you know, I've mentioned this before. When you lose that kind of money in your 30s, it's a little bit different than when in your 60s. But you can still start over. Don't worry about it. I mean, there's all kinds of investments. Just roughly to give you an idea, you can do some research, okay? And I'll give you an idea. Here's some of the top 10 investments for the baby boomers, all right? The first official baby boomer started collecting Social Security payments in late 2007. It basically started a long wave of boomers reaching retirement age. See, okay, we have all these people after World War II. It's just a large group. And an investor told me one time, follow the baby boomers and you'll be fine. Because you could see, like on television, there's all kinds of products for people that are, you know, in the 50s and 60s and so on. But, you know, when you stop and think about, you know, you've probably heard about situations where, and, you know, I kind of wonder why, because I share this with you. The average baby boomer made $44,000 a year. To financial planners, they're supposed to retire with about $500,000 in the bank, which still isn't enough, but it's better than nothing. Okay, switching over to reality. The average person made $44,000 a year. Okay, but what they retire with is actually $20,000 to $25,000, $30,000, and some don't even have that. Well, how long is that going to take you? You know, I mean, that's not going to last very long. So, bottom line, you know, when you're going to do investments, do your homework, because we've seen too many situations where people get involved in situations and they start out with a $500 investment that goes to $1,500, that goes to $2,500, and then all of a sudden they find out that the firm they're working with or whatever is not as stable as they thought. It's like I said before, you know, you really can't afford to lose large chunks of money. And I watched a report on people that were losing $200,000 and $300,000 of their portfolio because they got involved in a certain investment situation that legitimate or wasn't that stable. I mean, you know, the stocks, the S&P, all right, it's been the worst since 2009, you know. And what kind of helped a little bit was Japan, they cut their interest rate, all right, that helped the Dow. Well, there's so many fluctuations when it comes to all these, you know, the IRS and all this kind of stuff. But the bottom line is, what I'm trying to get through is, you're at a certain age, you have so much put away, whether it's real estate or stocks and so on and so forth. Do your homework and find out, basically, you know, from a financial planner or somebody that knows where you're at with all this, how much you have, and keep your investments fairly stable. And I would kind of say diversify a little bit, because the loss I took in the real estate, you know, that was more of a 90%. So you want to keep them, I would say, maybe 30% with 10% in personal savings and so on. But anyway, that's just touching up. I don't want to be overcautious, but, you know, the median income for a lot of boomers is $52,000. And
welcome to EasyWayBroadcasting.com, your one-stop shop getaway to corporate Hollywood. EasyWay specializes in red carpets and will enhance your experience. EasyWayBroadcasting.com is top-ranked on Alexa and houses the EasyWay TV Film On channel, podcast radio station, and EasyWay magazine. Learn more about the beautiful EasyWay Angels and follow their events calendar. For more information, visit EasyWayBroadcasting.com and click on About Us or call 424-209-9290. Don't forget to subscribe to the website and follow EasyWay on Facebook, Instagram, and Twitter pages for amazing updates and opportunities. Remember, that's letter E and letter Z, because, well, we do it the easy way. EasyWay Magazine is your best vehicle to advertise in if you would like to reach a quality database in corporate Hollywood. Not only will you read the stories and enjoy the content, you will also get to interact through social media and get to meet who's featured at the events, as well as get exclusive interviews from your favorite celebrities. EasyWay Magazine is a Los Angeles and Orange County-based magazine, but also reaches an international audience. Subscribe to EasyWay Magazine today by following EasyWay Broadcasting on Facebook, Twitter, and Instagram, or EasyWayBroadcasting.com's website. To advertise, call 424-209-9290 or email contact at EasyWayBroadcasting.com. That's letter E and letter Z, because we don't do it the hard way. We do it the easy way.
Okay. And we're back. And, you know, guys, I don't want to sound repetitious on this, you know, this caution thing. I mean, you know, you don't have to constantly worry about it, But you just have to be a little careful, a little safe on where you're putting your funds. And, you know, remember that if you have a home, you have your equity. But it's not a bank. It doesn't mean like you could dip in all the time and keep taking money out. You can borrow on your home, but, you know, this is borrowed money, and you're paying it back at an interest rate. Unless you have a really firm investment situation coming up, just have to be careful. But, you know, some of the top investments that we, you know, the baby boomers have going on, and I'll go into them a little bit. Basically, number one is the U.S. Treasuries, and they're safe and reliable. Of course, everybody knows the Treasuries. All right, you got your certificate of deposits, your CDs, your unit investments, and your sub-accounts with a registered investment advisor, life cycle funds, your DRIP plans, that's dividend investments, and, of course, your real estate, variable annuities, and so on and so forth, and your IRAs. We'll go into that later, but we're going to keep covering this. I'm going to go over to the next show with some professionals and find out how much you have and how you can keep it safe, and we don't want you going broke, okay? And when you plan 30 years ago, sometimes what's coming up now in your life you didn't plan for. So anyway, just like I say, don't want to sound repetitious. We just want to watch your money. Jay Shell is I hope we can get her on the show today. She may be on. I'm going to check with my director here. She is very unique, a very interesting lady, like a mosaic is her site. I have to go over that with her, but she's into music. And people like this are inspirations, because this is the key. You know, we'll see if we can get her on the show here. But, you know, some people I find very interesting to talk to, and Jay Shell should be coming on with us here. And, you know, one of the things I cover is, hey, life doesn't end at 60. It's just starting. I mean, there's so many things we can get involved in, and there's things that we may have been thinking of over the years. Right? Well, let's see who we can get on here. Okay, do we have Jay Shell on with us? Or Eric?
Hey, Dad. You know, I had to confiscate. Hello, everybody. Welcome, everybody. Listen to Radio Boomers Live.
It's so hard to hear Eric on the show with us. Thank you, Eric, for jumping on, because you're just burning up the social media airwaves. And I put in a little note to see if we can get you on this morning, because there's so many things going on.
I've been on so many phone calls, it's ridiculous. But thank you so much for having Jay Shell on the show. Hi, guys. I'm Eric Zulli, CEO of Easyway Broadcasting, face of Axe Body Spray, music star, and all-around philanthropist, humanitarian, entrepreneur. This is my dad. Yay, my dad. We all love my dad. And we have a special treat. Come on, round of applause for my dad. There we go. We have a special treat, guys. Jay Shell is actually a really awesome person I met through my good friend Brent Harvey, who is the co-founder of the Hollywood Music and Media Awards, and they're in conjunction with the Hollywood Reporter. Verdeen White from Earth, Wind & Fire is on their board, and I look at them as like the Grammys for independence. They help a lot of independent artists. And Jay Shell, let me tell you a little bit about Jay Shell. If you don't mind me confiscating your show here, Dad, I'm a host, so this is what I do. I want to make sure she gets the pop. Yeah, I want to make sure she gets a proper introduction. Jay Shell is not just your typical up-and-coming pop artist. You know, she has a very profound and prolific singer-songwriter specializing in genres like pop and adult contemporary. But she's also a full-time philanthropist by being a host of the Like a Mosaic movement. And we're going to tell you about this soon here, guys. She's a mentor at her own company, Gemma Star Entertainment Music School. So she's actually a teacher. She has teachers. She teaches you guys music. So if you're looking to get involved in music, or you have grandsons or granddaughters that might be interested in that, you definitely want to follow up with this. Her very essence and motivation for all that she does is to inspire and empower others through music, and is to, she's a witness in both of her music and her lifestyle. She's been featured on TV shows including American Idol, Rising Star, America's Got Talent, The Singing Bee, MTV's My Own, Nip Tuck, and she's done backups for Chaka Khan, Usher, Mariah Carey, Mary J. Blige, you know, Phillips Phillips, Yolanda Adams, you know, I mean, she's amazing. So one of the songs she just recently, you know, compiled, well, I'll let her tell you guys about it. So this is the wonderful Jay Shell. We're going to bring her on air here. Jay Shell, are you there?
Yes, I am. Hey. Thank you so much for having me, guys.
Hey, hey, welcome.
What an honor.
All right, well, I'm going to shut up now to the show. Go ahead.
Hi, Eric.
Welcome to the show. No, you know.
Thank you for having me.
Music is just, you know, it has so much impact in our lives because just going to our stage, you know, our level, I was on the phone with an investor type person because I was talking about real estate and so on. And in the background, you know, when you're on hold, they play some music. And
yeah,
I don't
driven
know
to the jazz music.
This. Yeah, yeah. Now, let's see if you remember this one. There was a guy, they had a, what was his nickname, was Satchmo. Do you remember that?
The name sounds familiar, yeah.
Well, that's like 50 years before your time.
Yeah, I know, but the name sounds familiar.
All right, his name was Louis Armstrong. He was a horn player. And the guy had a great personality, but he had a kind of a rough voice, and you would think, how could he be a singer? Well, he played the horn. He was just a superstar on the horn. And yet, this is what's funny. One of the most beautiful songs, and I was listening to it, you know, while I was on hold, and it was, you know, that What a Wonderful Life. And it goes to show you, you know, it brings you back, and you're in the music, and what you're doing, you have to remember, it's kind of going to go in the history books because this can impact people when they become baby boomers, you know, everything you're doing.
I really hope so. Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
I mean, I knew for a very long time since I was young that music was my wiring, and it was always a dream of mine to make my life meaningful and to leave behind a legacy that would hopefully help future generations. For me, listening to, you know, yeah, it's just, and it's honest talk, you know. Music for me has been life-saving, and it's taught me to feel things, and my artistry, like it's taught me to see things in ways that kind of at first made me feel a little outcasted, but at least music was my friend, and it helped me create all the things that I have today. So there was a time when, you know, I kind of regretted being so different, but now I embrace it, and I try to share that with everyone. Embrace your unique, embrace your difference, and use
that
to make a difference in the world.
Jay, nobody could be you better than you. And when you're talking about someone who kind of stands out, might be a little bit different, might be the, well, whatever term you want to use, believe me, it's a who's who list, like people like Einstein or Beethoven.
Yeah.
You know, the list goes on and on. And they may have, you know, been criticized or whatever for kind of standing out of the box, but wow. You know, talking about leaving.
Yeah, if they didn't, right? Imagine if they didn't. We wouldn't have all of their, you know, we wouldn't have their legacy to look up to and innovate from there. It's all about learning from the greats and innovating and just making the most of what you're wired to do. I just have this firm belief that, you know, you have a certain function that you are kind of hardwired to do naturally, and
that's
it's your job to figure that out and push it to your fullest so that it not only benefits your own self-fulfillment, but it benefits other people. And that's kind of, you know, purpose. That's how I define purpose and meaning.
That's a good way you put it. You're kind of wired. Like, why is it that, you know, somebody might be an accountant and he's got a big accounting firm, and yet he has a son that's not interested in accounting at all. He wants to be a musician. He wants to be a builder. He wants to be a contractor. It's like, well, it's like you say, you're wired, I guess, for certain things. And yours was music. Like, when did that, like, pop all of a sudden? Were you a young child and you just, like, the piano or something? Or how'd that start?
Goodness. I honestly was singing before I was talking clearly. It's the first memory that I have. And my very first memory with singing was when I was 3. And my parents had this little karaoke box that was playing Can't Help Falling in Love by Elvis Presley.
Oh,
and
yeah.
I was singing that. Yeah, it's one of my favorites too. I'm not gonna lie. And I remember singing it verbatim. I was like, "This is great." And my parents were like, "What's going on? She's singing the words and on pitch." And at three, they put me into piano. And I, you know, I've been training musically since. And then I started teaching at 12.
Okay.
It was just kind of a thing for me.
Okay.
It was natural.
Let's see what you got, Jay. Ready?
Russian.
For I can't help. You're supposed to be
falling in love with you. Wise men say. Yeah, I love that song. Yeah.
Doesn't that sound like, well, I remember when Elvis first did that, and it just, I don't know. Some songs, they just hit. I don't know what it is. I mean, you don't have to hear it a lot.
It's just, melody is so crucial when it comes to songwriting. It really is heavy on the melody, because the melody is going to hook you. You know what I mean? And then if lyrically you relate to it and it's honest lyrics, I mean, there are so many similar stories. There might be certain unique pieces to our stories, but there are universal concepts like love, right? Every generation, every culture, they comprehend love. And that's the one thing about music that is just so powerful. It transcends so many barriers. Age, culture.
Oh, yeah.
You know, it's a powerful tool.
Oh, yeah.
Mm-hmm. Powerful
tool. I was walking out of an office one time, and I said, well, if you have any more questions, and the lady said, yeah, she was kidding around. She said, yes, what's the meaning of life? And I just turned and looked at her, and I said, love. That's what popped in my head. You know? But you picked me. Now, what is, like a mosaic, give me a little info on what is like a mosaic.
Like a Mosaic is a movement that uses music to love, heal, and inspire through various issues. And we have a color wheel. Our slogan is called, What Colors Are You? Red stands for heartache. Purple stands for issues of low self-worth. Black stands for depression. White stands for abuse. Yellow for illness. Blue for disabilities. And green for denied dreams. And so we all have at one point or another dealt with one of those issues in some way, shape, or form. And using music, we heal through those things. And we have an artist that comes on the show every week, a different artist that picks a different song and a different topic. And we just kind of share our stories and our advice to people who are listening and watching. And then, of course, they sing a song that relates to the colors that they're repping that day. So it's just about using music to love, heal, and inspire through issues in life and encourage each other. Yeah.
Well, you were talking about
it's been
about
a
legacy.
Very well-received movement so far. Huh?
Well, you were talking about legacy and what you're doing. You know, this it definitely makes an impact because people will be talking about, oh, remember Jay Shell? You know, she, whatever you're putting together, it's amazing how the years go by. And all of a sudden you turn around and say, wow, look what I did. Look what I built. And look at the lives I've changed, you know?
Oh, I thank you for saying that. I don't do it, any of the artistry or any of my altruistic endeavors for any kind of fame. But if my life can make a difference.
Make an impact.
And inspire other people to want to spread their own light or nurture the light that they have within and share it with others. If my life can do that, then I've succeeded in my mission, like just being here. Because life is so short. I mean, look at like how small we are in when you compare ourselves to the world, to the galaxies out there, we're so, so small. Our life is a mere blink of an eye. So my thing is, like you said earlier, what's the meaning of life? Love. And I hope to achieve that. I work very hard to do that for all the people that are involved in my life.
Well, you're definitely not a baby boomer. I can tell by your voice. But you sound, you sound fairly wise, realizing the fact that, and I keep driving Rita crazy, because like you said, God, the time's going by so fast. What it is, Jay, is like we hang up the phone after the show, and, God, you blink your eye, it's Sunday night. We have to get ready for the show. I mean, it's just amazing how fast time goes by. But so how can people contact you or get a hold of you and so on and so forth?
Well, to contact me directly, you could go to my website, which is jachelle.com, jachelle.com. If you want to know more about the movement, though, that is on likeamosaic.com, and it's like, L-I-K-E, a Mosaic, MOSAIC.com. You can find my contact info there, but you know, it's all interrelated really, because I'm the creator and the visionary, the host of Like a Mosaic. So I'm there. You can find
me. Michelle, let me ask two questions real quick. I want to make sure the audience knows. One,
yeah.
you do a music school, and I was curious if you have any success stories or testimonials of some of your students.
Oh yeah,
okay.
Absolutely. Oh my gosh, JSC. And I should add, JSC was one of the biggest inspirations in me making Like a Mosaic, because in our room when we're having our classes, sometimes I would get students that would come in here with, you know, some low self-esteem issues and or sometimes depression. Sometimes they just have a dream of being a singer. But when I hear them, some of them have been like, quote unquote, tone deaf. Like, really? I mean, I would play like a minor second. And I'd be like, okay, thumbs up or thumbs down. Does that feel good? The minor second, like a dissonant second. And they're like, yeah, it feels good. I'm like, okay, we've got work to do. And they're like, I want to go on national television and compete on like American Idol. I'm like, all right, well, we've got things to do. So what I'll do is, being the vocal engineer that I am, I'll, you know, isolate the muscles so that I can help them develop their ear, because it's more about exposure. People who say that you're just tone deaf, it involves two people. One, they don't know how to help that student. And two, the student is not willing enough to try. And so it really is a teamwork effort. I audition all my students to make sure that they're extremely dedicated, because I always give 150%. And so we go through the program. I guarantee you all of the students that initially came here with tone deaf issues or chords that one of my older students was a cancer survivor, and she had chords that were mutilated. She lost two octaves. We regained it, fixed her ear. She is like one of the best. She'll be performing at the show. Same thing with my other one, Vanessa, who was also once quite tone deaf and just in remarkable tone. And it's just great to see that I could provide that for them. So, yeah. And then there's my top level students who are already working professionally, recording, auditioning for TV shows. Some are on TV shows. I actually just got one of my top level students a private audition for a national television show, but we're still waiting on everything. So we'll see how all that comes you know, together. But yeah,
okay,
those are some of the success
my
stories.
Second question
yeah.
is, you have an event coming up that's at House of Blues, downtown Disney of all
that's
places.
Right.
That's a hard venue.
Oh, cool.
You know, hold up. Trust me, I know. And, you know, we do have listeners in Orange County that might want to attend. You know, why would they want to
attend?
Oh,
yeah. I would love for you guys to party with us at the House of Blues, and it's open to all ages. It's Like a Mosaic, the concert. So we are going to party up at the House of Blues, Anaheim,
right.
California, at 11 o'clock in the morning till 2 p.m. because I got it open to all ages. So anyone can go. You know, it's a donation of $25 to go to the event, and proceeds go toward supporting the movement as well as the two charities that we're involved with, Girls Inc. and Precious Life Shelter. However, for those who are unable to, like, honestly make that donation, if you contact us via the contact page on likeamosaic.com and tell us your story, tell us what colors you are, tell us a little bit about you. I'll make sure personally that you get a code to attend for free, because this really is for you. We just want to inspire you. We want to be with you and celebrate life with you and encourage you that it's going to be okay. No matter what you're going through, be it depression, heartache, or you're feeling just some insecurities of yourself, don't worry. We've got some success stories, and hopefully it'll inspire you to take on
music
the next day.
That's pretty.
Oh, yeah,
pretty,
definitely.
That's pretty awesome. And I also want to add, guys, I met Jay Shell through one of our affiliated partners and one of my friends, Brent Harvey, which also is someone that you – I mean, I believe Brent's going to be there, yes?
Oh, yeah.
Okay, so to get an opportunity to meet some – if you're in the music industry at all, or if you're trying to be an artist in any way, you know, Brent is the guy with him, with his wonderful team, that actually honors you and gives you awards. That's actually a really established organization. So to get a chance to be able to network with people like him, some people say I'm a somebody. You know, you can network with me. You can network with Jay Shell. I mean, the networking alone is exponential. And there's
Absolutely.
Not always opportunities like this in an entertainment entrepreneur perspective that happens
I
in
love
Orange
that word.
County. Yeah, well, you're welcome to.
I love that word, Eric.
Eric comes up with the expert.
As long as you give the easy hashtag easy way the credit on social media, run with it for sure. But yeah, again, guys, definitely make sure that you check this out and take some time to look into it. Check out likeamosaic.com as well as it's on easywaybroadcasting.com. This is going to be an amazing event. I will be there speaking, so you guys will be able to hear some of my situations and stories and how I've gotten with some of the people that support us today. But again, the networking experience is amazing. So if you're trying to advance your own stuff, I definitely recommend you do everything you can to be there for the networking and as well as the cause. You know, I got to say, I love the fact that you're allowing people to come in on a comped perspective if they have a story. That's pretty cool.
Yeah. Thanks. And I really hope that the listeners out there, you know, go check it out. And honestly, it's not about the money, the tickets that are sold, they're really just donation, because we do want to keep supporting this cause and continue to rent venues like the House of Blues so that we have a safe haven, a really hip one too, to look forward to. You know, but, and of course the charities that I chose that we're partnered with. And, but really it's for you guys. If you cannot afford it, my young ones, especially, because I know that you might not have a job, but you really feel like you are called to attend this event, just contact me and I promise you, I'll get you in there. Okay. I really mean that.
Cool.
And for those of you that might enjoy the show on Fox, American Idol, one of our clients is actually going to be a special celebrity guest performing there, Mary Desmond, as well as our other client, Lacey Kay, who has been involved with Disney, and she was recently nominated for some big awards, and she's a young artist doing some amazing things. So there's two celebrity performers that are going to be involved, sponsored by Easy Way Broadcasting, and we're honored to be able to help you with what you're trying to do. I think it's really going to inspire a lot of people, Jay Shell, and you're an amazing singer yourself, so we are looking at you.
Thank
we got our JMN Universal eyes on you right now.
Thank you.
Of course.
I'm honored. And I'm so thankful, to Brent for introducing you guys to me. Eric, you've been such a huge support. And you and Brent and everyone on this team has made this first of many Mosaic concerts bigger than I could have ever done on my own right now. And I really appreciate the support and the love. Sincerely, thank you.
We were glad to help. And thank you, Dad. I'm actually going now. Do you want me to stay on and talk about the app or anything else, Dad? Or
you can cover that. And Jay, I say that because Eric, his brain is on another planet. He's like beyond cutting that stuff. And I'm still impressed by the television. Yeah, I'll tell you. I'm not there. That's not me. So, I'm impressed by the television. I still can't figure out how that works. But, you know, with you and your music and what you're doing, today sharing that stuff is so different than it was 30 years ago. I mean, with these apps and all this stuff and how you can connect with people and connect with your like a mosaic and everything. It's no longer 2 tells 4 tells 6. Now it's 2 tells 400 tells 60,000.
It's like three-dimensional. It's crazy. It's crazy how social media has really allowed us to connect with an audience.
Yeah.
It can go directly,
If I may, as you know, Easy Way likes to connect you to the best of the best and decrease your stress. And I want Jay Shell to hear your story. And I think that with what you're doing with the Hope Tour and what she's doing with Like a Mosaic, it does have synergy together. Real briefly, you know, my dad actually had lymphoma cancer. He was told that he's not going to make it. He's not going to live. It's very tough to beat.
Wow.
And my dad looked back at the main doctor who walked back in and because he heard the positivity my dad was talking and said, well, that's good. I'm happy that it's very tough to beat because I have a very tough immune system, very tough to beat. You know, like my dad's mindset
was pretty what it was.
Pretty amazing.
They hit you with too much negative, you know. And it's like the way in which you think determines the outcome. That's what I say. And
absolutely.
Yeah, you have a strong faith.
That's one of the things I'm going to be speaking about. So if you guys, when you guys are there, if you want to be inspired, I'm probably going to bring my dad up. You know, I mean, very inspiring.
That would be awesome.
What you're doing with the Hope Tour and what you're doing with Like a Mosaic, I think there's definitely amazing synergy, guys. And if you're dealing with any situations that's making you lose hope in any way, I really suggest you follow us, follow my dad, follow Like a Mosaic.
Keep moving forward. Yep.
You know, keep staying positive no matter what. There's going to be a lot of things that will get you down, but God will pick you back up. So again,
I basically looked at my watch when he was done. I said, "Are we done here? I got to get going. I got some accounts to do." And like Eric said, the old doctor came in kind of smiling, and he said, "That's the attitude that beats this stuff." And he had me go in there, talk to some of the other patients at the VA, because when they heard the same diagnosis, they were all negative. Well, that's not going to help you if you're all negative about stuff. So
that's right.
You have, you have that attitude. I could tell by your voice. And you related it to your people.
Yeah. Since we're on the top, I got to go soon here, guys. So, Dad, I'm just going to talk about the app here real quick. And since we're on the top of tech and how things are transitioning and changing, the Leica Mosaic event is on our app, guys. So if you download the EasyWayMobile.com app, you'll see it's promoted on our front flyer page. You click on events. It'll take you to our website, give you all the information. You can get your tickets or you can donate right there. But there's also a music section I wanted to point out for any artists. What we actually have is a music section called Easy Way Music. You'll see Mary Desmond and Lacey K's music on there. But what this section on the app actually does is promote for people to buy your music and make you money. It also actually promotes your EPK, all your information, your links, your music videos, whatever you have, all for free with a story. Same similar situation. This is why I really liked the synergy to what Leica Mosaic and Easy Way Cares does. That's our program with nonprofit is Easy Way Cares. But you guys should definitely check out that section because it helps promote your music. We also have all of our radio shows on it. We have a VIP section that connects you to like-minded influencers. We have our YouTube channel. We have our blog with all the news. We even have send a testimonial. So if you like what we do, you can not only send a testimonial, but pretty much record anything that you want us to hear. And we may promote it to our 200,000 something subscribers. And then this app actually has a text message push to notification system. So if you have a project that you're trying to promote, if you have something you're trying to get donations for, please remember, guys, we have very influential, like-minded people that follow us. We focus on quality rather than quantity. And so when we promote something, we get a lot of quality people that are seeing it. Whether they respond or not is really in the air, but we do have some very quality people in our database. And so we can send a message with your website, your blog, your social media, anything that you want, to whatever subscribers and downloads we have on the app. And we're going to keep on building this thing. You can send us directly information. You can submit photos if you want us to promote our social media and our network. We have an affiliate section, which you can contact our contact section on the website if you want to become an affiliate with us. We have all of our social media. But ultimately, guys, we have our magazine. And I know the baby boomers are like, "Oh, well, this guy's talking too fast. I can't understand. I'm trying to write this down. Slow down, dude. Don't have enough time. We have three more minutes." So I'm trying to get all the information in. If you guys want to really grasp this information, you can always rewind the show and keep going back, and eventually you'll get bits and pieces. But the magazine is amazing. We want to thank Sophia Alvarez, our editor-in-chief. We have people in there from the baby boomer, from the tween market, the top periscopers and live stream people, the top social media people. We have people like the people that have created West Side Story. We have the first original black director for NBC, who's our associate editor. We have so much content. You guys will love the magazine. You can check that out on the app. And then if you click on Start Here, that'll take you to all the things that's what's new. You can join our movement. It's an amazing app that puts everything that we're doing all into one place. And we are going to be promoting projects like this. So I suggest you watch Like a Mosaic. You watch projects that we deal with. And if you maybe might want to have that happen to your project or your nonprofit or your situation, give us a ring, because we consider ourselves the only company that goes beyond marketing. Remember, use hashtag EasyWay, guys. I'm Eric Zulli. I'm out. Dad, here's your show back. You got 60 seconds. Jay Shell, I love you. Keep doing what you're doing for Leica Mosaic.
Thank you.
I love what you're doing, guys.
You too.
All right, bye-bye.
You see what I mean, Jay? I mean, can you imagine keeping up with Eric? Oh, my God.
That's awesome.
And you know, what gets me is, you know, it might be early, and all of a sudden, Eric comes up with all these technical things. You know, "Hey, Dad, blah, blah, blah," and he starts hitting me. And I'm thinking, like, well, I mean, I've been in meetings with him, And these are top-level executives, and they're sitting at the table, and the guy literally sits back and puts his hands on his forehead, and he said, this is amazing. I don't know. Why don't we do this? That's what they're telling their VP, and the VP said, God, I didn't even know that existed. But anyway,
he seems like on a whole other level. I'm really amazed.
But you know, it's in with the baby boomers. I was surprised in the statistics of retired age people that really are into the social media. Like 83% shop online, and
really,
that's really high.
I wish my mom.
And they, get them in. Hang on the show. And we'll see you next week, or we'll talk to you next week.
Thanks for having me on the show.
Oh, okay.
Thank you for listening to Baby Boomers Live with your host, Aretha Gray, star Betty White's Out There Rockers, and Easy's dad, Jim Zulli. Like us on Facebook, follow us on Twitter, and keep up with us at babyboomerslive.info. Baby Boomers Live. Brought to you by EasyWayBroadcasting.com on Blog Talk Radio.